Blog Talk Radio.
Daniel Trump is saying all the FBI and the Department of Justice had to do was just ask for these documents back and there would have been no problem at all. All they had to do is ask, he says in that post on his Truth site. Does that align with what we know?
It does not at all align with what we know, Jim. We know that there was an effort over many.
Now to that breaking news out of Poland, the U.S. State Department working to confirm reports of a Russian missile strike killing two people. Local media outlets saying it happened in a town near the Ukraine border, about 2 hours north of Lviv. If confirmed, it would mark the first point in the war that Russian weapons have landed in NATO territory, something President Biden once promised to protect, quote, every inch of. Polish leaders holding an emergency security meeting. And just moments ago, the White House confirming to News Nation, President Biden just spoke with Poland's president as the world waits to see what happens next. Let's bring in On Balance host Leland Vitter now. Leland, will this trigger a NATO military response?
A NATO military response against Russia as it stands now, highly unlikely. You never want to speak in absolutes, but dare I say no. Will this likely trigger an escalation at some point in terms of moving NATO forces closer to Russian forces? Will this be an upgrade now to Polish air defenses and the like? Sure. And this is the ratcheting up of tensions that everybody worried about from the very beginning of the Ukraine conflict. And at this point, we don't know exactly what happened with these Russian missiles. Did they go off course? Was this an intentional Russian provocation? Seems kind of silly that they would fly them into a farm, essentially, into farmland, rather than if they wanted to hit something, actually hit something. There's local reports out of Poland that these were Russian missiles that were meant for Ukraine, that were hit by Ukrainian air defenses and then flew into Poland. But these are very, very, very dangerous times, and the chance of miscalculation is both very high at times like this, because all of a sudden Russian missiles fly into Poland, the Poles launch air defenses, the air defenses hit the Russian bombers that launched the cruise missiles, and you all of a sudden have a ball game. So the chance of miscalculation is very high, number one, and the cost of miscalculation is extraordinary and unthinkable.
Leland, you spoke about the ratcheting up of tensions. You talked about an escalation. I want to play a soundbite from earlier this year as when President Biden talked about what would happen if Russia attacked NATO territory.
America is fully prepared with our NATO allies to defend every single inch of NATO territory. Every single inch. So, Mr. Putin, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Every inch.
All right, Leland, he's saying it right there. You know, every single inch. Is the U.S. now obligated to respond?
The question is, what would a response look like? If you say respond, is the U.S. obligated to do something? Sure. But is that forward deploying F-15s into Poland and putting more Patriot missile batteries along the Polish-Ukraine border? Is that enough of a response? Is that showing force? Especially the Russians right now are denying this and saying fake news, it's not us, it's them. But they're not looking for an escalation here. And it doesn't seem as though they were intentionally doing this. So, yeah, there will be a U.S. response. Does the U.S. go as far as taking out the Russian ships that launch these cruise missiles or taking out Russian bombers the next time they fly over Ukraine? It doesn't seem like either side is looking to escalate this. And just sort of some inside baseball, the first reports we got of this was the Associated Press quoting a senior military official as saying these were Russian missiles. And then it's taken a long time to get any independent confirmation from either the White House or the National Security Council. They still won't say officially that these were Russian missiles. So this is not something that the U.S. wants to respond to quickly, but they wanted the news out.
Thank you for watching. Go to NewsNationNow.com to find NewsNation on your television.
Everybody, this is your host, Terry Williams, and we're about ready to start the show in about a couple minutes here. We're getting everything situated. Give me just a couple minutes while we get this show on the road. We also have our lovely, Miss Talented, Miss Paula Alexander is going to join us tonight, and we got a fact check. Donald Trump, right? Because the fucking idiot came out and said some mega lies. So what's this mean for us? What's it mean for the Republican Party? And what do we know that's about ready to happen? We're going to cover this and a lot more, including the missile that hit Poland. Was it Russia? Well, we're going to talk about that as well. So give us a couple minutes and we'll get this show right on the road.
In liberating strife, who more than self their country loved and mercy more than life.
something like this.
Oh, beautiful, oh, spacious skies, far amber waves of grace. A purple mountain majesties.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Oh, my God. What a crazy night it has been. You know, I got to be honest with you. When I thought about Donald Trump being Donald Trump, the MAGA people are really stupid. I'm sorry to tell you that, but MAGA people, you are really fucking dumb. And to see what all this shit that's going on, I mean, I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Donald Trump has come out and announced he's running in 2024. I'm going to be honest with you. I am actually glad he's running in 2024, and I'm going to tell you why. Because the Republican Party, as we know it, is in a shambles. The Republican Party is falling apart. They are so disemboweled that they are fighting within their own party over some of the craziest shit, And then you have this separation of Ron DeSantis, who is going to run for president also in 2024, which is going to split the party up again, right? Because there's going to be a split. Once that happens, Donald Trump's going to get pissed because whoever gets nominated, let's say it's Ron DeSantis. I believe Donald Trump will run as an independent. Let's say that Trump wins and Ron DeSantis runs on an independent ticket. I truly believe they will do that because they hate each other so much. It has turned into a war between Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump. And then you have the war between the whole Republican Party, right? And all the Republicans are fighting with each other. They're attacking each other. It's becoming a fucking nightmare for the Republican Party. And I'm going to tell you this right now so everybody understands. I actually looked up some information today because I wanted to put Paula's mind at ease about a couple things because she was really concerned about her Social Security and all that other stuff, you know, that's going on that they want to do away with. Here is the facts. Check this out. And I'm going to get Paula in just 2 minutes. So hang on, Paula. I'm about ready to bring you in. But listen, the facts are this. The House of Representatives, if the Republicans win the House, okay, we don't know yet. We don't know what's going to happen. And they could win. And it could be publicly announced, I'm sure. But here's the thing. If the Republicans win the House, then if they try to put a bill out to cut Social Security, they have to have that approved through the Senate. And so if the Senate blocks that, then it doesn't go to Joe Biden's desk to be signed by the president or vetoed by the president. So the Senate has to approve whatever they want to put in Congress. Now, mind you, and this is why I'm trying to ease your minds, everybody, it is almost humanly impossible for them to do this. They will not be able to cut Social Security. They will not really be able to overturn Roe versus Wade. They want you to believe that, but in law form, they can't do it. And finally, in 2024, everyone, listen to this. In 2024, they will have more seats up for grabs with a presidential election. Now, what does that mean? Well, there could be some people lose their seats in the House if the Republicans continue to be fucked up and goofy the way they are. So let them announce a bill that they want to cut Social Security. Let them announce that they want to overturn Roe versus Wade because it will be publicly put out in front of the people and they will see it. And then that will make a decision with them that, hey, we don't want these fuckers in there. It will happen. It will happen. I can promise you this, in 2024, if Joe Biden runs, which I don't know if he is or not, we will see a Democratic sweep across the board. I guarantee you that. I don't care what anybody says. We will see a Democratic sweep across the board. With Congress the way it is, the Democrats winning the Senate was a godsend in saving our democracy for our country. That is the facts. That is so true. So whether the Republicans win the House or not, and again, the way it's looking, they may win. But what would happen if there's the Democrats got 17 and the Republicans got 17, right? What if they both got the 17, because you had to have, what, 218, excuse me. But what if they both got 217 and they didn't make it to the 218? What would happen then? That's a good question, right? Well, don't panic, because we're going to figure that out as well. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about the crisis that happened in Poland, and is Russia to be blamed for this, and what will happen next? And then Paula and myself will debunk all of Donald Trump's stupid bullshit and what his followers are saying as well. So let's get Paula in here and get this damn show on the road, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here is Miss Paula Alexander. And I'm going to use this.
They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady.
Oh yeah, what's up, Miss Paula Alexander? How are you tonight, sweetie?
Hi, Jerry. I took about an hour nap and I kind of woke up and went, okay, well, I'm always up till the wee hours of the morning. I might as well go ahead and do the show with you.
Yeah. Oh my God! What a hey!
What a day!
I gotta tell you, what a day it's been, and it all begins with Donald Trump. Well, it actually began with Poland shit, you know, with Poland being attacked.
Right. It began with Poland being attacked. Right, and you know, I don't know how you. Maybe my feelings over the election are clouding my sixth sense, but my gut tells me this was an accident. This my gut tells me that somebody fired missiles aiming for one place, and it went into Poland. Somebody said it was Donald Trump, said they went 50 miles inside Poland. I don't know whether that's true or not. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't trust anything he says. So.
Oh, hell no. Oh, no. Yeah,
but on the other hand, I watched an interview with Colonel Vindman, you know, that testified at the impeachment hearing. And, you know, and he's got a twin brother that's still in the military. And I saw an interview with him, and he knows a lot about Russia and that part of the world because he's from, I think it's Ukraine. And so he was born in Ukraine, he and his twin brother, and immigrated. His parents immigrated to America. And his, the interview with him, he said that nothing Russia does is by accident. So, you know, that made me question my judgment. My gut feeling. So I may be, you know, the past few days I've been, or past couple of days or whatever it's been, I've been really upset over the election, you know, between the one here in Arkansas and then the House losing. And so my sixth sense is a little clouded, but that was my initial feeling is that this was some kind of misjudgment by Russian soldiers.
Well, that's what I think. You're right about that. I think it was a big boo-boo. I agree with you on that. I don't think you're off. I think you're right. And I think they made a mistake, but, yeah, they're probably going to take repercussions for that shit, obviously. But it is definitely probably, like you said, a mistake. It was a boo-boo.
Right. I'm glad you agree with me. I guess we will find out shortly here, huh? If our guts are telling right.
I think their coordinates were off. I think that's what I'm getting. Their coordinates were off, and when they set the missile, it went off. And they set it for the wrong setting, and it went too far. For them to do it, the only thing that's going to suck for them is that because even if it was an accident, because they were doing they're doing what they're doing, that should have never happened. So they're going to use that, and I'm sure Poland's going to go after them for this shit, and they're going to want NATO to do it too, but. I'm interested to see what they're going to do. That's what I'm saying. I guess that's what I'm thinking.
Well, for anybody listening that doesn't understand, Ukraine is not part of NATO, but Poland is. And so Poland is a conglomerate of countries that are in a pact together that banded after World War II to protect and defend one another. And we are part of NATO. Even though we're not in Europe, we are still a part of NATO because they killed so many of our military members during Russia. Because Germany killed so many Americans during World War II. That's why we're in NATO. NATO is... God, I wish I could remember what it stood for. But it's a pact of countries that stand together as one. You attacked one, you attacked the other. And Poland, being a part of NATO, was attacked. And then no telling what's coming. You know, if Russia knowingly attacked a country belonging to NATO, they're in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because that's like some serious shit.
It is the most serious thing you could do to any other country in the world. Now, you know, Ukraine is asked to be a part of NATO, and I cannot remember why they're not. Because
what's funny is they attacked. What's weird is that they attacked Poland around the same time that Donald Trump was going to announce his 2024 run, which is really kind of weird,
right,
too, or when it, the whole thing,
right,
you know.
Yeah, and I got to tell you something kind of funny. Earlier today, you know, I go in and check Ron Philipkowski's Twitter once in a while, several times a day. Earlier today, he predicted that when Trump spoke tonight, he would say the bombing of Poland would have never happened if he was president. And guess what he did?
Yeah. Yes, he did. If it was
he didn't use those...
it would never happen.
Right. He didn't use those exact words, but what it boiled down to, whatever he said, I don't remember his garbage, was basically that statement, you know.
Well, did you notice that his speech, all he did was attack. He not only attacked the Democrats, he attacked the Republicans. Then I liked when he said, and we have McCarthy in there, was back, or not McCarthy, it was whatever his name was. He said the one that won the seat for the Congress about an hour ago, that he just won the seat for the Congress is what he said. And he said, he was backed by me, a Trump. So, yes, it's showing, he's like, well, yeah, and he backed, you know, that's what he was saying, that this guy was backed by him, so he won because of Trump. And I wanted to say, I wish I could actually say something to the motherfucker while he's saying shit. But what I wanted to say to him was, so what happened to Carrie Lake and Masters and all them ones, you know? What happened to the ones that you backed?
Right. Because most of the people he backed, he endorsed for the election, the MAGA members, the extremists, the election deniers, most of them lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lauren Boebert, that race has still not yet been called.
No, not yet. There's still a lot of them that are still not been called yet, right?
I don't know. I backed away today.
From what I mean, I've looked at CNN and I've looked at all these different outlets, and none of them have said that they've won the House yet. I mean, they're predicting that they're going to win, but there is no official they won yet. But so what Donald Trump was talking about in his speech, I have no clue. I guess he just assumed that, let's go ahead and just give it to him, you know, but that's Donald Trump. Donald Trump was talking out of his ass anyway.
As usual, everything he said was a lie. And I have to tell you, I think I told you this on Messenger, but no sooner had he started speaking than I got an email asking for money.
Ah. See?
Yeah. Oh, it's all about the money. It's all about the fucking money.
That's all he cares about. He doesn't give a fuck about the people. He's, whether he wins or not, he's just making sure he makes some money off of it.
Right. Exactly.
All of his other shit failed. So now he's going after, hey, these dumb motherfuckers will send money in and pay for a fucking wall that doesn't exist. They'll fucking pay for anything. That's what he's saying.
Right. And I don't know how people have been taken in so badly, except to, you know, as a spiritual person, I believe in God, I believe in Satan and demons. And the only thing, you know, this man has been used as a tool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he has.
For the dark
you know,
and
well, you know, that's the thing, Paula. He's evil. He's definitely, that motherfucker's definitely evil.
Well, I've told my story the night he announced he was running in 2015. Sitting here on the floor, watching CNN, they had the cameras in Trump Tower. He and the family comes down the escalator, and as soon as he starts talking, sitting here alone, all by myself, no animals, no nothing. I didn't even have Luna then. And felt like somebody had literally punched me so hard in my gut that I had to catch my breath and run to the kitchen sink and puke. I could not believe it. I mean, that literally happened to me. I felt like somebody had balled up their, like a grown man had balled up their fist and punched me in the stomach. It was that hard.
It's definitely sickening, Paul. It really is. You know, I felt pretty much the same thing you did. I mean, I got, I started getting really like nauseated feeling. I felt like when you're being attacked by like a demon or something, and I have had that happen before, and that's exactly how I felt. Like somebody was strangling me, and that it felt like this is going to be really bad. And like, you know, and I'm thinking, shit, I can, and I was so bothered by that when he won that it made me so fucking sick that I even had to go when I was at the site. I went to a psychiatrist to talk to him about it, and the dumb psychiatrist fucking voted for him, so it doesn't matter. But you know, it didn't help me out any. I was like, "Fuck!" I'm telling you about Paul, about what's going on, and you voted for the dumb motherfucker.
Yeah.
Way to help me out there.
Yeah.
Way to help me out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, this is the thing. This is why I was so upset on Tuesday night when Sarah Huckabee Sanders won. I was almost to that point. I didn't feel like I got punched in the stomach, but I was almost physically ill. You know, that sick.
Well,
this is going to be bad feeling.
I'm going to tell you something that I feel was, and this is the reason why you would probably think that I'd be the type of person where I would be feeling really bad right now because of the way the election's gone with everything.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You normally I would be, but I'm going to be honest with you. I feel good stuff that's about ready to happen. And then I read, and then I started to really study about the Senate and the House and what happens. And I thought, thank God that I read that, because it made me feel so much better knowing that the House is not going to – if the Republicans have the House, they're fucked. They're not going to be able to do anything. And it's going to be the same thing that happened when the Democrats tried to do stuff and they blocked it in the Senate from the Republicans. So it's going to be basically reversed is what's going to happen here. But let me tell you something. I was going to tell you, Paula. So I sense really strongly, and I'm telling you this. I didn't tell you this the other night, but I'm going to tell you, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, in this first year that she takes office, she's going to do something really fucked up, really bad, that it's going to cause her a legal issue. And she'll probably could face some prison time for it. So she's going to do something really fucked up. Oh, yeah, it's coming. She will. So don't feel bad, because she's about ready to get hers.
Well, I mean, I haven't thought that, but I thought that, you know what everybody's saying. You know what Arkansas are saying. They don't like her. You know, they think that they think this is her. I mean, they think this is her entry into running for president, and that's why she has not shown any care during the campaign. She only did one interview with one Arkansas publication in almost 2 years of running for governor. She totally, there were two debates with her opponents. There was a libertarian that ran too. I mean, I would have voted for him over her. He was such a kind guy during the debate. You know, I liked him during the debate. She virtually ignored the first of two debates, did not show up. The second debate, she showed up, talked about the radical agenda of Joe Biden, quote-unquote, said that she had, they captured a picture of Chris Jones, her Democratic opponent, when she said, "I've traveled all over this state. I probably traveled more than these two candidates, the other two candidates, put together." And they captured a picture of Chris Jones with his eyes open and his mouth open, because he has literally gone to every city, every county in the state, and gone for like a mile walk with the citizens, gone door to door, done events, mm-hmm. dinners, restaurants, all that. And she had the nerve to stand there and say, "I've been all over Arkansas, and I've been to probably more. I've been to more than the other two candidates put together." And they captured the look of Chris Jones' face going, you know, it's like he wanted to blurt out, "What the fuck is she saying?"
Oh, my God.
Because I know better. You know, he was, you know, he was thinking, "I know better. I'm in the midst of this. I know what she's done and not done. I know what I've done and what I haven't done, and it's not her." And then afterwards, they were supposed to do a press conference with the press, and they were invited. And she took off and ran out the door saying, "I won the debate. I don't need to be here for the press conference." So on top of only doing one interview with one Arkansas publication in almost 2 years of running, she actually took off after the second debate and wouldn't even do that press conference. So she doesn't give a crap about Arkansas. It proves that she does not care.
No. I wouldn't be surprised if she doesn't run for president.
Oh, that's what they're saying. That's what they're
saying. Or Trump's running mate.
It's a possibility. They're saying it's just a stepping stone to run for president. Like her daddy did. Mike Huckabee. Remember that?
Yeah.
They're in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
With Trump. And Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz. Yeah, well, Mike Huckabee was one of those one of those people. Her dad, that's her daddy.
Oh, and by the way, so this is something, and I want to make sure people, and this is the reason I want to bring this up. So when Donald Trump was speaking tonight, a couple things, they fact-checked his ass, thank God, because I like when people fact-check him. And so it says here, I'm going to go through a couple of his shit here. So Trump exaggerated on his records on oil and gas. So he said gas prices have reached the highest level in history and expect them to go much higher now that the strategic national reserves, which I filled up, he says, have been virtually drained in order to keep gasoline prices lower just prior to the election. Joe Biden has intentionally surrendered our energy independence, Mr. Trump said. This is exaggerated. Mr. Trump also did not completely fill up the strategic petroleum reserve, nor has Mr. Biden almost emptied it. Since the first oil was delivered to the stockpile in 1977, by the way, it stored the most oil under former President Barack Obama, about 726 million barrels under Mr. Trump. The amount fluctuated between 634 to 695 million barrels. Under Mr. Biden, it has fallen to 445 million barrels in August, the month with the most recent figures. The notion that the United States gained energy independence under Mr. Trump and reserves, of course, under Mr. Biden is also misleading. So when he said this, this is what he did. Donald Trump, post his presidency, the former president remains a potent force in Republican politics. Well, the midterms aftermath, Donald J. Trump faced unusual public attacks from across the Republican Party after a string of midterm losses by the former president's handpicked candidates. In 2024 plans, Mr. Trump announced that his intention to seek White House for the third time by growing rift with Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, a potential challenger, could threaten deep divisions among Republicans. Legal peril from the inquiry into his handling of classified documents to the January 6th investigations, Mr. Trump is in a legal jeopardy on several fronts. And Truth Social, Mr. Trump's right-winged social networks facing two federal investigations and uncertain financial future, but has still managed to outplace its rivals. So this is what Donald Trump was saying, that he did all this stuff in order to do it. Now, Trump also said that Trump's complete border wall did not stop unauthorized immigrants and drugs. He says when the wall was finished, that's how we set all these records. We have records that nobody can even compete with right now. It's a disaster. I believe it's, 10 million people coming in, not 3 or 4 million people. They're pouring into our country. We have no idea who they are and where they come from. We have no idea what is happening to our country, and we are being poisoned, Donald Trump said, and this is false. The Trump administration constructed 453 miles of the border wall over 4 years, and the vast majority of the new barriers reinforced or replaced existing structures. Of those, about 47 miles were new primary barriers. The United States southern southwestern border with Mexico is over 1,900 miles long. So the number of unauthorized immigrants stopped at the border could be viewed as a proxy for those who crossed undetected. The numbers could also indicate more effective enforcement. But the Border Patrol agents apprehended roughly 400,000 unauthorized immigrants in the 2020 fiscal year. During that year was the last full year under Mr. Trump. The coronavirus pandemic caused disruptions to travel and migration across the world. Officials who seized about 707,000 pounds of drugs at the southwest border, many other factors beyond border security also affect migration patterns and drug smuggling, the economic and security conditions of the country of origin, and the demand and supply of drugs, the terrain and climate conditions, among others. So him saying this is, again, a lie. And one last thing here. Trump's tax cut was not the biggest in history, by the way. So he said the businesses were pouring back because of historical tax and regulation cuts, the biggest in both categories in history, bigger even than the one that Ronald Reagan was able to produce. And he produced a lot, Mr. Trump said. Well, this is false. Mr. Trump has falsely claimed time and time again that the 2017 tax cut he signed into law was the largest in history. And according to the reports at the Treasury Department of Taxation, that the 1981 Reagan tax cut is the largest as percentage of economic 2.9% of gross domestic product, and by the reduction of Federal Reserve by 13.3% decrease. The Obama tax cut in 2012 amounted to the largest cut in inflation-adjusted dollars of $321 billion a year. By comparison, Mr. Trump's 2017 tax cut was only $150 million annually and about 0.9% of the gross domestic product. So Obama had $321 billion in his tax cuts, and Trump only had $150. So go figure on that. There you go, Paula.
Yeah, well, you know, he can't say anything without lying. He has the inability to make truth come out of his mouth. I mean, okay. For anybody, any of you Trumpster MAGA people out there, you know, the lies, okay? There are people whose job, who get paid for fact-checking everybody, Democratic and Republican, by multiple fact-checkers. Trump told over 30,000 lies or mistruths while he was in four years, over 30,000 lies came out of his mouth, according to people that do this for a living. So he does not have the ability to compute truth in his brain and force it out of his pie hole. So that's what it's worth.
Well, and that's the thing about it. And that right there, I love hearing that whole thing I just read about, you know, Obama had $350 billion in tax that he cut the taxes, and Trump only did $150. So think the difference in that. Think of the difference in that.
Do you know
that? It's because Trump hates Obama.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, he started the birther movement. Said he was a Muslim born in the Middle East. No, because, I mean, that's racist. Even before he was president, I mean, he's a known racist. Even before he was president, there were four young men accused and arrested for raping a woman and murdering a woman in Central Park. Turns out they were innocent. Do you know he still called for their execution even after they were found innocent? Because they were black.
Dumb motherfucker.
In the 70s, after anti-discrimination laws went into effect, he and his dad owned condos in New York. They told the manager of the condos to say and do whatever it took to not rent to black people. He was sued by the state of New York and lost. He's, you know, people can say it till they're blue in the face. Oh, he's not racist. Yeah, the fuck he is.
Oh, he's big time. That motherfucker is big time racist. And they call us racist. And they call all these people. And I think it's funny when you hear Donald Trump talking about Joe Biden, you know, Joe Biden. And Joe Biden, you know, he was out in Idaho. Did you hear him talk about that? He was in Idaho and didn't even know what state he was in, you know.
Right.
It's come on, people.
Incompetent. I mean, incompetent. Low IQ. Con man. You know, it doesn't take a high IQ be a con man. It really does.
I, you know, and I think, and I truly believe, and I haven't brought this up yet, but I still believe that Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis and the whole Republican Party is about to go into a big fucking war with each other, that they ain't even going to be talking about Democrats. They're going to be talking about each other, destroying everything about each other. And what's going to happen, Paula, is people are going to realize that they're not doing anything for our country, and they're just going to be worried about each other. And it's going to get bad. I think it's going to be a bad situation that's getting ready to come.
It's going to – you know what it's going to do. It's going to – and even my young friend from Conway said this. My political friend from Conway said this. You know, it's gonna tear the Republican Party apart is what it's going to do. He even said this, and I think you said it, is that he said the same thing, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, two of these guys in my life think that – the same thing. They think that one of them, and I don't think it would be DeSantis. I would think it would be more Trump, is going to switch and run on the independent or libertarian ticket. And in the process, it will, you know, Republicans and Trumpsters are going to be ripped apart because the Trumpsters are going to want to vote for Trump, and the real Republicans that actually believe in the real Republican Party are going to vote for DeSantis.
Oh, yeah. They will, and that's what's going to – only the MAGA people will be voting for Trump.
Right.
And I think the and I really feel like that the Republican Party has been split – with ever since Ron DeSantis has come in the picture. And I really think that that's what the problem is with the Republican Party, is that they're so split right now that that's going to be the demise of the Republican Party.
Well, I don't know if it'll be their demise, but it's going to weaken them big time.
Oh, yeah. It's going to help us out, especially when they go to vote.
Yeah.
And when the people go to vote, normally the Democrats are the ones that have the issue when they have a libertarian or an independent running, and it takes away from the votes of the Democrats. Well, now it's the Republicans' turns.
Right. are we still running a short show tonight?
We are, yeah. Actually, we only have maybe about, like, 5 minutes left, like 5 minutes. So, actually, if we can, yeah, so if you want to, I'll tell you what. We did cover everything. I think we covered everything we needed to. So let's go ahead and just end up the show. We'll go ahead and end it up because we're actually at the end.
Wow, okay. All right, well, for everybody, no emails. Wow, okay.
I know.
I know.
Great. I'm happy.
So, thanks, everybody, for listening, if you're listening. Did we have listeners tonight?
Yeah, we had a lot. A lot, actually, with the short show that we did, we've had so many listeners that I'm going to be honest with you. It's probably over like 673,000.
Wow.
And they're going all over over the globe, basically.
Wow. Well, thank you, everybody.
Sure, a lot of we're UK.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Well,
okay. Thanks, everybody, for
sorry,
listening.
Paul. Go ahead.
We appreciate you.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What?
So I said, I'm sorry, go ahead. We're on a delay. That's what the problem is. When we talk to each other, there's a delay, so you're not hearing I say, go ahead, you don't hear that. So go ahead. Start it off, girl.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We appreciate your love and support from around the world, and we hope you have a fabulous week, rest of the week, and come back and listen to us the next time. Keep an eye out for us, and wish you all the best. Take care. Love you. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be with you. Je t'aime. Good night, everybody.
That is awesome. Thank you, Paula. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Like I said, this is just a small, short show. We're going to leave you with a couple audios, and then we'll end up the show. So have a good night, everybody.
Millions and millions more of us. I'd be the greatest women's basketball coach in history. Because I don't like LeBron James. I said to President Xi of China, do you have a drug problem? No, no, no. A friend of mine recently said that I was the most persecuted person in the history of our country. Ran for president. I won. And I won a second time. Did much better the second time.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
Under the Democrat rule in Democrat-run cities, Democrat-run states, and a Democrat-run federal government, the criminals have been given free rein more than ever before. Our country is now a cesspool of crime. Murder in our country is up 51%.
How'd you do, I? See, you've met my faithful handyman. He's just a little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung out by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite, I'm transsexual, Transylvania. Let me show you a rhyme and maybe play you a sign. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just stay where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat wheel. How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a freak transvestite. I'm transsexual. Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night?
Right.
Or maybe a bite.
Right.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite. From transsexual Transylvania.
No more oppression. We as American adults with free will have the right to use marijuana if we choose to. Enough government profiteering under the guise of morality. Enough with this phony war on drugs.
You know, you're going about this all wrong, Brian. If you want to win people over, you can't just drone on like Ben Stein. You've got to have a little more showmanship. Here, watch.
Now everybody gather round and listen if you would. When I tell you every person needs a way of feeling good. Every kitty needs a ball of string and every dog a stick.
But all you need is a bag of weed to really get a kick.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Oh, everything is better with a bag of weed. It's the only help that you'll ever need. Because everything is better with a bag of weed.
There you go, you're all getting it now.
When Texas people want to feel good,
they go assault a queer.
When stupid people need a thrill,
they rent the Rocketeer.
When Michael Jackson needs a rush,
he humps a guy like me.
Right.
But all we need is a bag of weed to keep us worry-free. 1, 2, 3, ho! A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Oh, everything is better with a bag of weed. Oh, you don't need pep and you don't need speed, because everything is better with a bag of weed.
Have a go, Brian.
As Mr. H.L. Mencken said, the common man's a fool.
And just like Helen Keller said, to boogie people boo.
But try and use your heads and don't buy into all the fear.
Hey! Cause all we need is a bag of weed to make us wanna cheer. And 1, 2, a bag of weed, a bag of weed. Oh, everything is better with a bag of weed. You can try and fight, but we're all agreed, because everything is better with a bag of weed.
I see.
Everything about you.